You know, birds of every feather flock to Juneau every spring, and Brenda Wright has been joining us regularly to highlight some of our annual visitors. So I guess one of the things we might start off with is, what are you spotting lately?
Well, that's a great question. I love this time of year. We have so many different birds passing through. This is the feast. Every low tide, the smorgasbord is open and free. So we have tons and tons of things passing through.
That's a great metaphor. So you've been having self-guided walks with information for people to be able to follow along and have specific places to spot these birds. Any locations you're recommending right now?
Yes, the real hot spot is the mouth of rivers. Right now, we especially like to say the Mendenhall River on the Airport Dyke Trail side. But you have to go down near the mouth, because that's where the plovers and the sandpipers, dunlins, dowagers, tons of ducks, all kinds of things are hanging out down there, just chowing down, getting some more fat in their bodies so they can fly up north.
Well, Brenda, I want to just thank you for being here to kind of be our lookout for the birds. And it's something that you're hoping to do all summer. And one of the things we're doing with these sort of weekly visits is identify a few birds and not only talk about what they look like, but what they sound like. So I've got some sound that you provided for me of the greater yellowlegs. I like that name. Before I play the sound, tell me about the greater yellowlegs. I think they have great legs, right?
Yep, and they're yellow. Yeah, the greater yellowlegs is one of the birds that spends a lot of time with us. It comes early and stays late, but it is a shorebird, a tall one. Long yellow legs, a beak that's twice as long as its head for sure, and you can see it in very many locations. It likes to nest in musk eggs, so you might hear it flying over your house in morning and evening when it's going down to have lunch.
That sounds like a hungry bird to me, Brenda.
You know, the thing about them is if you don't want to get too close to where they're nesting, because they'll scream that for 14 or 15 hours till you leave.
Well, thanks for the heads up on that. I don't want to be screamed at by a bird. So our next bird that we're featuring this week is the kingfisher. So give us a little sense about why this bird is unique.
Well, it's one of those birds that, because of its crest and the shape of its head looks a little bit large for its body, but it has this really long spear-like beak that is exactly what it uses it for, to catch fish. And it lives with us all year round. And one of the really nice things when you get to see them is that the female has a red band across her chest and the male has a blue.
All right, well, let's take a listen to the kingfisher. That kind of sounds almost like some kind of a ratchet or something almost mechanical a little bit.
Exactly, exactly. And the nicest thing about it is that it does that the whole time it's flying. And so you can hear that noise and start looking for it, because it'll be around you somewhere. And they have a very, very distinct way of looking for fish. They hover like a hummingbird. They hover above the water 20 or 30 feet, flapping their wings really, really hard, and then dive straight down. Bam, get a fish.
So we got one more bird to tell you about, the Townsend warbler. And I understand that the male and the females also look a little different when you see them.
Yep, they're one of the few warblers that has a pretty similar pattern. But the female, as usual, is a little bit duller because she spends more time brooding the eggs on the nest.
The birds sound just a little bit more musical than some, so I'm going to go ahead and let you hear some. Now that's rather high pitched. Distinctive.
Yes, our warblers. Yes, they're very. It's nice to be a distinctive one. There's two that sound a little bit too similar for me. But all of our warblers, they come this time of year because they concentrate on bugs. So that's they wouldn't be here in the wintertime.
So what's it like, very quickly before we run out of time, what's it like in the rain to be out checking out these birds? Do they hide more from us in the rain? Are they harder to see?
You know, when they first get to town, especially the shorebirds that are, they've used up all their fat reserves just to get here, all they want to do is eat. So if you sit quietly, they'll surround you. It's even better if you're in a kayak, because if as the water floats you in, they'll just ignore you completely because you're just another part of the water.
And that's important that you mentioned that you need to sort of be prepared to sit and wait. But that probably has its rewards.
Yes. But they are very thick. There's more species right now than we usually see any other time of the year out there on the wetlands.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Brenda Wright with the Juneau Audubon Society, for giving us our pulse on the bird life that is out and about right now in the region. Thank you.
And enjoy birding. Thank you, Rhonda.
All right. Thanks, Brenda.